أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we'll be focusing on Huruf al-Muqatta'at area, which are the 29 chapters, beginning with a unique letter combination. And then we're focusing on Hawameem place. These are the surah that begin with Hameem, and there's seven of them. And today we're going to look at the last of them, the seventh of the group, called Hawameem. And as I mentioned before, they were revealed in sequence, and they're in order, they're in sequence as well. And the Prophet said, I have been given Hawameem as a gift. Now the surah is Ahkaf, surah number 46, which is translated as the sand dunes. And it takes its name from the mention of the sand dunes in verse 21, where Prophet Hud was sent to the tribe of Ad. And sand dunes are literally made in the desert by the wind. So first let's look at the focus of the surah. So the surah focuses on reflection on the signs of Allah. And then it also looks at the punishment that awaits those who deny those signs. There is a focus on parents. The importance of respect to parents is highlighted. And there is the rejection of guidance by the people of Ahqaf, the tribe of Ad, to whom Prophet Hud was sent. And that's contrasted to the acceptance of Iman by the jinn, a party of the jinn who heard the recitation of Quran by the Prophet. The surah's benefits, it's a cure for diseases, a safety from jinn, it helps with memory retention and honor from the people. So we've divided the surah into six sections. And it begins with a challenge to those who reject divine guidance, calling them to account for their rejection and requesting proof to prove their case. Therefore, Allah says, "Qul, tell them, أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Have you considered what you call on besides Allah? أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Show me what they have created of the earth, or do they have a share in the heavens? إِتُونِي بِكِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ هَذَا أَوْ أَثَارَةٍ مِن إِلْمٍ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring me a book before this, or even some traces of knowledge, if you are truthful." And it asks them a rhetorical question. Have you even considered for a moment that he may be a divine messenger? In other words, they're asked to think for themselves. In ayah 10, he says, "Qul, ara'aytum in kana min indillah." Have you considered that if it is from Allah? Think. And then the second section, ayah 15 to 18, which is the importance of parents. And in ayah 15, Allah says, "Wawassayna al-insana biwalidayhi ihsana." On the human being to do the best to both parents. The word used is ihsan. And then he says, hamalatu ummuhu kurhan wa wada'atuhu kurha. His mother carried him with difficulty. She gave birth with him in difficulty. In other words, she delivered him in pain. Wa hamluhu wa fisaluhu 30 shahran. She nursed him for 30 months. Hatta idha balagha ashuddahu wa balagha 40 sana. Until when he reaches maturity and reaches the age of 40, Kala, look what he says. This is the human being. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardahu wa aslih li fi dhurriyyati inni tubtu ilayka wa inni min al-muslimin. My Rabb, give me the ability to give thanks for your favor which you bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I may do good with that which pleases you, and I should do good in respect of my children. In other words, I raise them well. And then you say, I turn to you. I am of those who have submitted to you. That respect of parents, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ أَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. It is from these that we accept the best of what they've done. تجاوزوا عن سيئاتهم في أصحاب الجنة وعد الصدق الذي كانوا يوعدون. Overlook their evil deeds and they'll be amongst those who live in Jannah. This is the promise of truth which they were promised. This is for respect to parents. Look what Allah calls failure. He says, وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ. And those who say to his parents, أُفِّلْ لَكُمَا. Uff means to be curt, to roll your eyes, to sigh, to go, oh God, here she goes again. Also tell their parents. They say, لَكُمَا أَتَئِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجَ وَقَدْ كَلَتِ الْقُرُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. me, threaten me that I'm going to be resurrected when generations have already passed away before me. Ask in desperation, they turn to Allah and they say, وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهَ وَيْلَكَ آمِنْ. Plead to Allah for help for their children, saying, وَيْلَكَ آمِنْ, please listen to us. وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ, the promise of Allah is true. فَيَقُولُ, but the children say, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, this is nothing but the stories, ancient stories. Allah calls these people khasirin, the losers. In the third section, which is ayah 19 to 28, Allah emphasizes that there's a just recompense of deeds on one's own merits. Every human being has different talents, different opportunities, and they will be judged on their own, like individual merits. In section 4, we find Prophet Hud as a warner to Ahkaf, to the people of Ad, who denied divine guidance, even though they had Prophet Hud amongst them. In fact, they had the audacity to defiantly ask for punishment. In the end, a tornado comes in, which destroys them, leaving no trace of them. And then contrasted to this is section 5, where a party of jinn just hear the recitation of Quran when the Prophet is reciting Quran when he was chased out of Taif, and they believe. To their people in ayah 30, قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا, O our people, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى, we have heard, we have listened to a book revealed after Musa, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَحْدِي إِلَى حَقٍّ, it verifies that which was before it, it guides to the truth, وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and to a right path. Continue, they say, Ya Qawmana, Ajibu da'i Allahi, wa aminu bihi yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum, wa yujirkum min adhabin aleem. Our people, accept the divine caller, believe in him, Allah will forgive you of your faults and protect you from a painful punishment. Finally, in the last section, there is the punishment of those who cross the line, those who transgress, who are unjust, who deny divinity on the day of Qiyamah. And the Prophet is ordered to be calm, to have patience, like the prophets before him. In the last ayah, he's told, Asbir, kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Bear patiently, have sabr, as did the ulul azm, the great prophets before you. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to respect our parents, able to raise our children to be Ahlul Jannah, those who are able to strive to reach their full potential. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.